welcome to Soul Dive,
your K-pop slash friendly, not quite midweek podcast.
Yes, my name is Michelle.
And I'm Rika.
And oh boy, today was a day.
It sure was.
Tell us how you're feeling.
I feel like my emotions should like cancel out, but they don't.
Yeah, no.
So I am just on a roller coaster of emotions, if you will. Yeah. So my Friday, basically, it's Friday when we're recording this. Hello.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. So my Friday started basically with my coworkers and I having a little rap battle at the office.
Oh.
So that was very fun.
Who won?
We are all very white girls. Oh, my friend Lisa, she's amazing.
Oh, nice.
At everything, but also at rapping, it turns out. But yeah, so that happened. And then it was pretty chill until about 2:30 when I get a text message from my dad that our dog had to be put down because she had a brain tumor. And then half an hour later, it was time to try and get tickets for the AT's concert.
Yep.
So I was just like, okay, you gotta get through this. You gotta rally.
Yep.
Do it for her. Do it for the dog.
Yes.
And we did it. We did it for the dog.
Yes. Your dog would have wanted this for us.
She would. She would have loved it, man. She was a hype dog.
She really
was. A hype dog.
Aww.
Yeah, you know her.
Mm-hmm.
She's the best. R.I.P. Love her so much, honestly. I'm going to miss her.
Sweet pup. She's running around in dog heaven with my old dogs. It's okay.
Exactly.
They're having all the meat.
Yes, all of our old dogs. Yes, please. Nah, you know, dogs are family. Pets are family. So it's really tough. But yeah, at least she didn't suffer from what my dad told me. So
that makes a huge difference.
It really does. So I hope I don't seem callous or insensitive when I say that we got AT tickets. We got AT tickets.
Not even just tickets. We got VIP tickets.
Oh, yeah. We're going to stare them down through some thick plastic. It's going to be really awkward.
Yeah, it still says high touch, but obviously it's like turned into a high stair wave.
I was going to say, I hope there's not going to be any touching.
Yeah, man. Especially with, I mean, everyone else has been pretty okay, which is surprising. But San, poor San.
Yeah.
He needs to make it through this Europe tour without getting COVID again.
I know. We don't need that kind of hat trick, honestly.
I know.
You know. Please stay. Well, it's going to be...
I mean, things are looking
fine.
Up. I mean, it's... Honestly,
the numbers are looking up.
That's not what I meant.
I know.
No, but I mean, they were touring the U.S. at like the peak of COVID over here. So,
yeah,
I guess.
Well, I think people are also freaking out because of the new subvariant of Omicron.
Stop. We all need to just chill.
That's why, people are freaking out. I don't, you know, at this point, listen, everyone has it. My coworker has it. My students had it. Everyone had it.
Yeah.
Most people are fine.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. As long as you make sure you don't spread it to other people if you do have it.
Exactly. I feel really bad for my coworker, though, because she got it. She got tested positive a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she was supposed to go on vacation tomorrow. But, you know, you can, after seven, Germany right now, after 7 days, you can take a test. And if it's negative, you can end quarantine. But it was still positive. So she had to cancel her trip. And she also is feeling very unwell, even though she's vaccinated and got the booster shot and everything. But it can still get you. Like, it can still get you really hard, even if you're young and healthy.
Yep.
It's just, or you're like San and you just, you know, use quarantine to work out even more.
Yep, he is unbeatable. But yeah, let's hope, let's stay safe during this trip. I'm already like looking into plane tickets and stuff now that we have the AT's concert tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And we're planning all these things of like where we're going to go. And of course, we'll be masked and we'll try to stay
clean
and I was gonna say something really weird, but no.
Untouched.
Yeah,
untouched by the Rona.
Yes, don't touch us, Rona.
Yeah, I think, and that's why I don't really understand getting rid of like masks.
Yeah.
And like entry regulations in, you know, in Europe, you have to be like at least you had to be vaccinated and like boosted or tested to get and go into a restaurant and eat there.
Mm-hmm.
And they got rid of that. So, I mean, you still have to get, you know, if you're not vaccinated, you still have to get tested and all of that. But we still have to wear masks inside. And I really don't want to want them to get rid of that because I feel it's so simple and so efficient. Why would you get rid of that?
Honestly, it's for the greater good of everyone. But they're like, nope.
Yeah. Yeah. Same with getting vaccinated. It's like you do it not just for yourself. You do it for other people.
Mm-hmm.
You protect the people around you.
Yeah, but, you know.
That's how all vaccinations work.
Exactly. Yeah, we are going to be good.
I'm just a woman of science, so can I say?
Ew, science.
I know.
You and your science-ology.
Science-ology?
Yeah, not to
That's my cult.
Yeah, don't be confused with Scientology.
No.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll stay safe.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have fun and stay safe.
Yeah.
As Chongo would say, safety first, safety second, coolness third.
Yep. So. And we are going to be so cool. So imagine how safe we're going to be.
Yes. When in doubt, always listen to BTS.
Yep.
Our Lord and Saviors.
Yes. But man, our Europe trip is happening.
Yes, finally. I mean, the plan was to go, it was for me to go to the States next because you were here last. We tried to you know,
switch
take turns.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah. And I will go this year, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
But this just worked out so beautifully time-wise and
I know.
80s-wise.
Yep. We had to snatch the opportunity because it just fell in our laps from the heavens.
We do believe in the universe and its shenanigans.
Yep.
And I think this was a very big shenanigan that we just had to kind of trust in and
yep,
it led us down a very good path. Well, for now, let's see how it goes.
Man, I have to do all the shopping for things because I haven't been shopping in so long. So I'm like, I need a bag that can fit more than my phone.
Honestly, yes, that too.
I need like comfortable shoes because the last time for the Monsta X concert, I don't remember if I told you this, but because I have bunions. TMI. Yeah. This is how you do real TMI.
This is very vital information for everyone.
Exactly.
This is a safe bunions. Space. Please talk about your bunions.
Thank you. So after the concert, for the Monsta X concert we did standing, my bunion, like my foot, was numb for months.
Oh my God. Yeah. The entire foot or
just
bunion spot?
The bunion spot and like my big toe area. It was just numb for like the longest time. And then it went away and I was like, okay, cool. I can do that again.
See, and this is the age old question again. You could do that again, but should you do that again?
No, I will do it, but with better shoes this time.
Okay, yes, please. Is there like some kind of bunion care you can apply or...
Probably. I can probably get like insoles and stuff like that to make it better. I'll look into it.
Yes, you should. Please, let's not suffer.
Mm-hmm.
No more suffering, please, honestly.
Only the necessary suffering.
Seriously. We're already suffering so much.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just cut out all the unnecessary suffering, as you said. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I probably... Maybe when you're here, but I'll have to shop for stuff too because I got fatter.
It's okay. So did
I. Of course it's okay. Yeah.
So I need all the clothes too. All the comfortable clothes.
Exactly. All the comfortable clothes. All the clothes that fit nicely. My old clothes, it's kind of like, you know, the cat in the box where it's just like, this box is too small for you, but I guess you fit.
Yeah, cats. Yes.
I am the cat. I'm the cat and my clothes are the box. And it's not a pretty sight.
Oh, yeah. I think it's just like a matter of finding things that you can work with your body shape.
Yeah.
Which I feel like I still am struggling with. I have no idea what looks good.
Oh, okay. Well, right now for me, I just need to size up, honestly.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, like we'll look at, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Love it. That was a great exchange.
I know.
That was eloquence at its finest.
That was beautiful. What if we start talking like this when we meet each other in real life? We just like are used to communicating over the internet and we're like awkwardly like not trying to.
Yeah, just like buffering and lagging and waiting for the other to talk.
Love it. We can learn to be human again. It'll be fine.
We can try. It'll be a fun experiment.
But yes.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, honestly, yeah. We'll do all the shopping for clothes.
Yeah.
And we have to get nice and pretty.
Body shapes.
Yeah. For our pictures that we're going to take.
Oh, yeah.
And videos.
Oh, yeah. Finally, our master plan can be set into motion.
Mm-hmm. Our road
I don't know
to...
what... Yeah.
Yeah, road to influencer dumb.
Influencer dumb.
Yeah.
We put the dumb in influencer dumb.
Yeah, I'm still back and forth between buying that one camera or not. Because honestly, it looks so easy to just like hold around and like...
Yeah, it really does. And it's so, you know, convenient to carry around too. And it looks like it actually is, you know, it shoots very good videos. Yeah. And it's not crazy expensive.
I know. So I'm like, maybe it'll be a good investment because I'm pretty sure I'm going to not have like a big old bag for the concert anyway.
Exactly. So then yeah.
I can just keep that in there and then
film.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think they would let you, right?
Yeah. I remember.
I feel like.
Yeah. We filmed a bunch of stuff in the Mos X.
Yeah. But on our phones. I don't think you were allowed to take in cameras. So I'm wondering if that falls under or if they just mean like the big chunky monkey cameras.
Maybe. My thing is the camera is like smaller than a phone. So I doubt that they'll think anything of it. Either way.
I mean, if filming is allowed, then there's no reason why they should take that away from you.
Exactly. It'll also be nice for like when we go to places like you said, Paris, where people just mug you in daylight.
Yep.
And then
I told you the story, like my friend went to Paris, right? And she was just standing in the street with her suitcase, with her like big ass suitcase. This guy comes up to her, tries to grab the suitcase and run away with it.
What the heck? Was he like mentally there?
No, he was trying to rob her because she's very small and very like.
Did she beat him up?
She didn't. Oh yeah.
I love it.
She just started yelling and like holding onto the suitcase.
Yeah, good.
Just left. So
yeah.
Yeah. No, she was not going to give up that suitcase.
Oh hell no. Yeah.
No. Nope. He messed with the wrong redhead.
Nope. Yeah. We just need to make it. You have to make yourself a hard target.
Exactly. And we know how to do that.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully, though, that won't happen. So we'll just keep it safe. We'll have bags that are thick and aren't
exactly
sliceable.
And honestly, you know, if you don't want to get robbed, you can always just start robbing people because then the odds that you're going to get robbed are probably lower. Just like statistically, right? Like how, like what are the chances that you're a robber but also a robbie?
Yeah, exactly. Man.
So, yeah.
Okay, we're going to become robbers.
Robbers in Paris.
Aww. From now. Lovers and robbers. Of course.
Aww. Love that. So romantic.
Romantic.
Okay, speaking of romantic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I started watching Love is Blind, the American one.
Oh.
I started with the first season.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was going to say.
How's the first season? It's interesting. It's not that bad. Well, it's starting to get a little bad. Okay. But at first, honestly, what kind of struck me, because last week we talked about how, you know, in Japan, people tend to start dating kind of quickly and But then these Americans, they're just love bombing everyone.
No, it's...
It's just like, I love you. I love you. Ooh, hey, babe, love you. It's like day five.
Yeah.
Okay. You are in it to win it.
Exactly. That's the thing I noticed too. Like with the Japan one, even when they like met for the first time and were like, will you marry me? Yes. They like hugged.
Yeah.
And then for the American one, they're like just full out making out and just like huddled together. And they're like, it looks like they've been together for years.
All over each other. Man, they're really committed to the bit.
I know.
I can respect that. So yeah, that was interesting. But another thing I thought was that, you know, looking at those people, both American and Japan, it's kind of discouraging to know that I'm still too ugly for a show called Love is Blind.
No.
Just like going by the contestants, I'm just like, I would be a disappointment.
Well, I don't know what the contestants in season one look like, but season two, man, some of them, no.
Okay. I mean, I can only go by like certain society approved beauty standards because I look at those men and I'm like, But you know, they're tall, athletic, mostly white dudes.
Yeah, I think they changed. Like, yeah, they included a lot more variety, diversity in the second. Yeah.
That's good.
Which is good.
Because yeah. There's one couple that I really like, and I guess everyone liked, and I looked it up, and they're still married.
Oh.
And it was filmed in 2018, so it's been a while.
Wow, who knew it works?
So, yeah. No, but they were really cute, like, from the very beginning. Oh, I love that. Love them. Yeah.
Yes.
No, I'm just so into it.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Ooh. We should watch it when you're here.
Oh my god, that's gonna be amazing. We should.
All the reality TV that we can watch together. Maybe Selling Sunset will be out by then.
Exactly. Yeah, so I haven't really watched more of Love is Blind, but I did watch a little more of, because I've just been trying to get through Queer Eye and stuff. I've been watching more of that. And I noticed, like, this is probably old news, but there was, like, a Queer Eye Germany, too. And I think, for some reason...
No, it's new. It's new. It's brand new.
Oh, my God.
It's really new. Like, it showed up the other day on my Netflix.
Yeah, that's why. I was like, ooh, this is, like, good timing.
Yeah. I know. We should watch that, too. No, it was... I didn't know it was coming. It was a complete surprise to me. Yes, let's watch it.
Yes.
Because that one is kind of like, I don't know, if it's a little too cringe to watch by myself.
Yeah. It's too German for him.
It's too German for me.
Ooh, that would be interesting. Ooh, we should watch it together then.
I'll save it okay, for when you're here. Too. Which is in like 6.5 weeks, by the way.
I can't believe. Wow. We're doing it. I'm
so freaking excited.
I know.
We are. Oh, God, it's been so long.
It has. Been 84 years.
Man, this really is like an emotionally exhausting day. Like all the ways, but man.
Yeah. But hopefully the happiness will be the one to keep on going throughout the days and weeks.
Always.
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 And forever. But yes. Shall we get into some K-pop?
Let's get into some K-pop. Let's get into, well, I already am into Moonbin, but let's get into Moonbin and Sana.
Yeah, comeback alert.
Yeah, they released their Refuge album on March. I keep wanting to say May, it's a problem.
Yeah.
At some point I'm going to get it really messed up. March 15th.
Yep.
And the title song is Who?
Who?
Who? Who?
Yeah. Who? Take me to church.
Oh my God. I'd rather not. I would burst into flames just trying to cross the threshold, but...
My God.
Especially after watching this MV.
I know, right?
Like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Jesus is not happy with me right now.
These Chippendales priests over here. My God.
I was so confused because I should not like this song as much as I do, but I think the visual kind of helped.
It really did.
I was like, okay, this is a weird instrumental part, but I see what you're doing with it, and I approve.
Exactly. And hey, we were talking about red hair, and Moonbin suddenly has red hair. I think it's meant to be. Well, you probably shouldn't dye it that red.
No. Oh, maybe we should explain. I was thinking of dyeing my hair red, like not a Moonbin red, more just like an auburn, like darker red color, but sure.
Yeah.
I'll do anything. I mean, what?
Yeah, it looks really good on him.
It really does.
Yeah, red hot moonbin.
Yes.
Yes.
Red hot chili moonbin. I like it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you feel about the songs?
I actually like Who a lot. I just the entire album, I feel like I still really like the balance of their voices. Of course, I love Moonbin's voice. And then I feel like Sana's really does balance him out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, surprisingly though, I don't know why. I like Ghost Town the most.
Ghost Town. Ghost Town is Ghost so good. Town. Ghost Town. I like Distance too.
Yeah.
I like all of them. I was just like, oh man, this is so enjoyable.
I know. Yeah.
But no, Ghost Town is really good.
It is. It's so catchy and it's just like, yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to kick it with some ghosts now.
Yeah, we're just kicking it with some ghosts.
Oh, yes, we are. Oh, no, yeah. I really like it. And they're just such good dancers and performers. Oh, and yes. They really, like, they put their all into the, like, their expressions and, you know, their facial expressions in their MVs. And it's just, it's a whole lot. It's a lot.
It is a lot.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm always here for this duo. They are on the top of their game.
At first, I didn't know how they matched those two up, but now I get it.
Yeah, I know, right?
I absolutely get it. This is a good team. It's a good pair.
Yeah, I feel like every time I think of Sana, I just think of that like Cicada video of them trying to catch the bug. And because he was a baby back then, and that's just like my image of him. But then I see him on the music video.
He's still baby. No, I'm sorry. To me, he's still baby. Even when he does that, he's still kind of baby.
He still is, but then he looks less baby than he used to.
He acts less baby.
Oh, true.
Yeah. He acts less baby in those MVs, but he can't fool me.
Nope.
I know a baby when I see one.
Yep.
I don't know what that means, baby. But he is baby.
Oh, ooh, speaking of babies, your baby.
Oh, my baby. He's a grown ass man.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. He's always your baby.
He is. They all are. I just want to chuck them all in.
Swaddle them. Oh.
You swaddle. What? Burp them.
Bottle feed them. It's okay.
I'm glad you said bottle.
Yeah. No. You nasty.
Yeah, nasty. Anyway, Kihyun.
From Monsta X.
Yes. Bring another subunit. A one-man subunit. Yep. I like it.
Yeah, he came out with his Voyager album on the same day as Moonbin and Sana.
Yes. And I am very disappointed that it only has 3 songs. I love it. I'm so obsessed with it. I so love it. Every single song is oh my God, one is better than the other. Especially with Voyager itself. Because, you know, we all know how much I love rock Kihyun, pop rock Kihyun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was my reason for living in 2018. Just his Bruno Mars cover
Exquisite.
And now he does this, and I'm like,
he knows what we want.
He knows what we want, what we really, really want.
And he's just living his pop rock life.
It's so good. My baby's making mama proud. I love it. But honestly, listen, and the songs are so different, but I feel like Rain especially.
Oh, listen.
I wish I was listening to it, but I can't because I need to record a podcast.
No, Rain is also my favorite because it's just like the most moody and emo, which we're always into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's such a sexy, sexy album. It's only 3 songs, but it's...
Yeah. But hey, hopefully this means that he'll do more solo songs in the future.
I hope so. I wish Monsta X always sounded like this. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I mean, I feel like they were going down a different route after they signed with that, like, American group company.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah, but we love that he's doing something he wants. Ooh, maybe the other members will have, like, solos or duos and stuff.
Yes. I mean, oh my God, I really, Tuhan and, Juhani.
Yeah.
And... Jungkook should release certain songs. Yes, thank you.
My God, I can't believe they have it.
I was going to say, I was trying not to be so obvious, but
No, we need it. We need it right now.
We want it. Yes. and some more from wherever that came from.
Exactly.
Just give us more of that, please.
The power with those two rappers. Yeah.
Seriously. God. Different, like, they're just on another level.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. So much, yeah, so much power. They're such power rappers. Beast.
Beast
idols. Rappers.
Yeah.
Yes. So good.
But yes, Kihan, love you. And someone else I love also made a solo comeback.
Mm-hmm. It's been a very solo week, yeah. I guess.
Solo unit week, yeah. It's love it. Solar from Mamamoo. Solar. She came out with her mini album Face on the 16th, which is just the day after all the others came out.
Mm-hmm.
Giving us Face.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the title song is Honey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm just living for all her outfits and hairstyles and makeup choices. I just want to be her.
I, like, as someone who's not into Mamamoo to the point where I know what they look like, really,
mm-hmm.
except for Hwasa, it amazed me how different she looks in different hair colors and styles. I was like, you are a chameleon.
Seriously.
Beautiful chameleon.
Yeah, she says she does such different styles too.
Yeah.
And she's like not afraid to do like really out there hairstyles and stuff. But yeah, she changed up her look a lot for this comeback. And she was also on Jessie Showterview, which I watched.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And she was talking about how like she changed her makeup too. So then she looks more like, I guess foreign is a weird word to put it, but it's kind of like less Korean style makeup, more foreign makeup. So that's why she looks like probably more different in those scenes.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah. Makeup is really, makeup can do a lot in like the best way. It's really cool what makeup can do.
I know. But yeah, I just really like her. She is my Mamamoo bias. So I'm very happy with this.
I'm glad.
And if we're going to talk about, because I listened to the entire album, Big Booty gives me so much life.
Oh, man. I wanted to like it. It's just not quite my style. Yeah. But I love the idea.
I mean, it's like big band jazz, which is right down my alley.
Exactly. I was thinking that when I was listening to it. I was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, it's my
also
song.
amazing concept and lyrics, and
it's a song about eating ass basically, which we
but in a K-pop way, so
taking a bite out of ass, not just
honestly now I'm just thinking of how, you know, NCT always deny that their songs are sexual.
Oh yeah,
I'm kind of getting those vibes from Big Booty, even though it's literally called Big Booty.
Yeah, and then she's like, let me taste basically. You know,
I don't consider myself a person who is not sexually open.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, no.
Yeah.
I will never take a bite out of anyone's ass. I just won't. I'm sorry.
That's good to know.
I know you're disappointed now, but
all our asses are safe from you. But not from me. Just kidding. No, I would never.
You and Solar need to go on a booty hunt together.
Oh. That sounds like we need to get some, like, we need to have booties of our own.
I was just thinking that you need to go pirating.
Oh. That makes more sense.
On a booty hunt.
I know.
Just go find the booty. Arr. Solar.
Wow. Okay.
I think we should stop.
Yeah. Anyway, I like this album. It's hip. It's nice to listen to. I love Solar. I always wanted her hair, and I still want it.
Which hair?
All of it. All her hairstyles that she ever did, honestly.
Yeah, that's fair, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of extensions at work, too.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, and when Jessie was doing, you know how they, like, zoom in on the guests and stuff with the camera? She was, like, touching her hair, and she was like, oh, wait, there are extensions here. And they were like, oh, be careful. Don't, like, blow a gust of wind over here. It's gonna get messy.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But man, they look good, so.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, you know, there's very modern extensions now that look very natural.
Oh, definitely.
So I think you should go for it.
Oh, maybe when it's not hot.
Yeah, Not right now. Also, yeah. You can grow your hair out, unlike exactly. some of us.
Oh, yeah. I have my own extensions. It's called my hair.
Yeah.
But yes. I'm sorry. I'm Show flaunting off. My thick, yes. luscious hair.
Well, me and my 2-inch ponytail are going to leave now. No, just kidding.
But yes. Should we dive into some song recs?
Sure.
I think it's my turn.
Is your turn?
Yeah. This one, I chose NCTU's song, and it's From Home, but the rearranged version.
Ooh.
The one that they performed in 2020 Mama.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that also has the music video of them, like, when they were trainees and stuff, and, like, babies, and just...
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, but yeah, From Home is one of my, just the original one is one of my favorite NCT songs ever.
Yeah.
And the rearranged version is like, I think I like them both equally. Of course, I don't think they released the studio version of the rearranged one. So we can't listen to it normally. We have to like watch the video, which they need to release it.
Yes.
But yeah, they took inspiration from an old song from TVXQ called Tonight, which is another song that I really love because it has amazing vocals.
TVXQ, man.
I know, right? King of the vocals, gods of vocals.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, just, I really like this. And of course, NCT, they just have such good vocals. SM is just known for their really good vocals, so I commend them for that. But
I was going to say, they do a lot of things wrong, but picking singers is not one of those things. Picking performers.
Definitely not.
Just very, very good at that, for better or for worse.
Yeah, so that was just amazing. An amazing song, an amazing rendition. That was beautiful.
Yeah. That was so lovely to watch. And honestly, their entire like 2020 performances after like the Resonance album came out were just solid gold.
It really
so
is.
So good.
So good.
So good.
Yeah.
Okay. For me, I went the very obvious route and chose ATEEZ again.
Oh, I mean, you gotta. One of us gotta.
I think it's the third ATEEZ song.
Hey, we're just going down the line. Our goal by the end of this podcast is to recommend every single one. So
yes, exactly. Oh, I also have to recommend some more Youngjae songs, but I'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
But I chose, because the set list is for this tour is so fire.
It is.
It's so good. So there's only one song really that I miss. So I'm going to recommend that. Mm-hmm. There's only one song that I missed. There's only one song that I missed.
Yeah.
It's missed.
Yeah, exactly.
The song that really got me to spiral down the ATEEZ rabbit hole. Still one of my favorites, forever and for always. And in light of what happened today, I felt like that was a good choice. Not because I want to criticize their choice of songs, because again, fire. It's fire.
Yeah.
But just because, like, I'm trying to manifest seeing that song performed live at some point.
I know.
Doesn't have to be this year, but maybe if they were gonna, you know, want to go back like to some of their older stuff.
Yeah.
And include Mist. I'd like that.
All the hand motions that you just did right now.
At some point, we should start filming these. And
I like, know.
I'd like that. Thank you.
That is very valid. And honestly, we need Mist. Like, we need to see them standing in a row with their mic stands, just singing their hearts out.
There's not even enough performances on YouTube to quench my thirst. It's like you need water, but all you get is Mist.
That's so deep, man. That's so profound. Man. Anyway, we should write a letter to ATEEZ. Maybe they'll finally
make it a video letter with all the hand motions and the
Yes. That will convince them right away.
Definitely. Yes. They were like, those poor, poor people.
They're
clearly socially challenged. Let's give them what they need.
I know. Let's give them one good thing in their lives.
Yes.
Just kidding.
It's funny because it's true. No.
No.
Yes. Anyway, we shall go count our blessings now.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Soul Dive.
If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast for more.
If you have 5 minutes to kill, we'd love it if you also left an Azure Nice rating and review on Apple Podcasts.
If we didn't talk about your faves this week, feel free to holla holla at us on our socials, which are
Instagram @SoulDive
and Twitter @SoulDivePod.
Bye!
Bye!